Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We are coming from today, Proverbs chapter 7. That's it, just Proverbs chapter 7. So I won't be before you very long, and you'll be able to get on with your Friday. But we want to honor the Lord. Amen. Every time we come into his presence, because he has done so much for us, and he has made the ultimate of sacrifices for each and every one of us, having loved us with an everlasting love, and even declaring that nothing can separate us from his love. Isn't that amazing? I just praise God on today. I give him glory and I give him honor each and every day. But today in your presence, I give honor and glory to God, to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord, for your love, your kindness, and your mercy toward each and every one of us. Lord, we're asking that you move in the midst of us as we read the word on today. Lord, open it up before us so that we gain understanding, understanding that we didn't have yesterday. Open our eyes that we might see and our ears that we might hear. Open our understanding, Lord God, that we might walk according to these precepts, according to this standard, walking in life and not in death. Help us, Lord God, on today. Oh, Lord, I lift up every listener on today, each and every one having their own situations going on in their lives and things that they need answers to and things that they need resolved, and some people even feeling as if it is hopeless. But there is always hope when the Lord is present, and you are always present. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, because we understand that you are the omnipresent God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise you, Lord. Move in each and every heart, each and every mind, each and every circumstance, Lord God. Disrupt, Lord, the plans of the enemy and cancel each and every assignment over every life that is listening right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I speak life and I speak peace into the atmosphere and into the ear of every listener. Lord God, let it break up and break apart everything that the enemy would have caused, and bring life, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring forth salvation with your mighty hand in Jesus' name. Amen. I am reading and you are hearing from Proverbs chapter 7. Amen. In its entirety, we are coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kinsman, that they may keep you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my lattice and saw among the simple, I perceived among the youth, and a man, and a young man devoid of understanding, passing along the street near her corner, and he took the path to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And there a woman met him with the attire of a harlot and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious. Her feet would not stay at home. At times she was outside. At times she in the open square, lurking at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him with an impudent face. She said to him, today I have paid my vows, so I came out to meet you, diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. I have spread my bed with tapestry, colored coverings of Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home on the appointed day. With her enticing speech, she caused him to yield. With her flattering lips, she seduced him Immediately he went after her, as an ox goes to the slaughter, as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till an arrow struck his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare. He did not know it would cost his life. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths, for she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Her house of hell, descending to the chambers of death. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapter 7. Do be warned and let wisdom guide your way. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapter 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me as we can continue through this journey in a year through in the word. Amen.